All right, recording.
Yeah, those professional board members. Is that because it's so lucrative?
Yeah, right. Oh, plenty of fun.
Thanks for your patience. That took a little bit longer than I thought it might. All right, Joel. Are we on?
Yep.
Oh, thank you. So we are reconvening in public session of the Board of Accountancy. We go 9 p.m. And we've talked quite a bit, primarily about the business law class, and in trying to interpret our rules and what is the study of accounting. And it was particularly helpful to see the reference to the UAA that talked about contemporaneously derived from the Uniform CPA Examination Blueprints, because when we redid our rule, that language did not go into our rule, whereas it did go into the UAA. And I think that we are going to revisit our rule and how it does map to the exam. But right now our rule does just talk about the study of accounting for that first bucket. We can look at our other definitions, such as the practice of public accountancy, and see that it includes, you know, the audit and the test and tax and some of those things, but it doesn't quite encompass even the accounting-related business law topics. So unless anybody else has any other comments about the business law class, I think that we are going to move to have the Laws and Rules Committee look at that and get the stakeholder input that we need to be able to put something together that...
A
review of the rule to see that it is meeting our needs and intents. But we did want to talk a little bit more about the review course. It was interesting, your comment about having the, you know, that you're touching on some of those special topics that maybe aren't covered in intermediate or whatever other class. So what discussion do we have? What do we want to know?
One of my comments was, as I preface it back on a lot of things, is when I sat for the exam, I didn't take a review course in the first place, whether it be Becker or otherwise. So I don't know what a Becker or a similar type class might be. I have a vague idea of what it might be at the university level as opposed to a commercial review class, but I personally just don't have enough information at this time to even say whether it does or would or wouldn't qualify for either bucket at this point. And, you know, I guess I would like to have that be part of, you know, whether it be part of rules, laws and regulation committee or whatever, but a due diligence process to undercover exactly what that is, because it does, to me, kind of come out of left field on the whole thing. I'm not sure where I would stand on it without more information.
The policy has always been that, oh, CPA exam review courses don't count, and we've never really contemplated having a college-level course with that title that does some of those things that you mentioned. So what information would we want? Do we want to talk about that, or just for the review course that would let us see if it is solid accounting?
I suppose you have more information than what we grabbed from your course catalog.
Yeah.
So certainly you could provide that to our office.
Yeah, I will.
Something with the amount of time spent on the various topics, I think, would help us see to what extent it is covering those core accounting topics, even though they might be specialized topics.
Uh-huh.
Well, but I also think whoever, whether it be by way of the Laws and Rules Committee or any other committee that's going to be looking at this, the composition of that group probably also needs to think about is what they want at that point. I think ours, as board members and staff, is just one point, data point to be gathering, but there could be, again, with a series, a table of great minds thinking about it, here are the other seven things we want to look at, too. So I don't know that our direction at this time would be the only thing we'd want. I would like to hear from other participants in what it is that's needed to analyze that class.
Do you know if other schools are offering something similar?
I don't know, honestly.
Something you guys put together.
However, students are being quizzed weekly. They are required to, we have a midterm and a final exam. So they're studying accounting concepts, are being assessed on them, and it's sort of operated like any other accounting course. Whereas somebody just taking a Becker class on their own and not receiving a grade from an accredited institution seems a little bit different to me.
Okay, that's helpful.
But I don't know about other universities, honestly.
Okay. Is there any other information that staff would need? It would be helpful. And like I say, we still might run this through one of the committees where we've got a good variety of input.
I can't think of anything right off the top of my head, but once I kind of digest all of the information we just did, maybe Vincent come up with some ideas of what we'd like to see and see what if you guys have any input on what you'd like to see. That'd be helpful.
So we can't give you a definite answer today, but I think that it is intriguing enough and close enough that it's something that we do want to take a better look at instead of just going with the no exam review policy that hasn't really contemplated what you're offering.
Okay, yeah, thank you for your time. And I am going to sneak out, and I know you guys are short on time, but I did just want to go on record to say that a student of ours received an email from the Board of Accountancy stating that his internship would only count if towards that 36 upper division accounting credit bucket if it was done at a public accounting firm. And at some point, I would like some clarity on that because we do have a lot of students that do accounting internships at Lithia, for example, in internal audit and corporate taxation. And it would be helpful for us to know if those internships are counting towards that 36.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That makes a good point also. Since we have our industry, we have people who go through Lithia's program in particular as one that they could get certified through for their experience. So. Is that a laws and rules item, John, or is that who would that go to? Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Are we ready to move on to a new topic?
Thank you for your time. Appreciate that.
Thank you for making the trip. I know
yes.
I'm from Ben.
Thanks.
All right. Settlement proposal. Always a fun thing. 16A. Who's with this? Somebody want to refresh our memory on this person a little bit?
Well, this was one of my cases, and the settlement proposal is in line with the board's recommendations.
She
now it looks like the issuing financial statements.
Right. She I'm thinking we need to give her enough information on our website to tell her how to do her job. So
okay.
Yeah.
So we are proposing.
So, it's like $2,500 for violation for $5,000 and $1,000 in investigation costs with the system that all of the payments, all the penalties, and I believe in here she needs to have some CPE if I'm not.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I think that's where they're going to lie is just, money to help her. Get those CPs and if not, then we'll.
Any questions on that?
In the matter of case number 17005, Maria Pierman, I make a motion to accept the stipulated agreement, the settlement agreement stipulated final order as presented.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Moved and seconded in agency case 17005 to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order for Maria Pierman. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Ronald Isaacson, this says supplement. Do we have this one?
Yes.
It's purple.
It's the purple.
Okay.
The juice or whatever this color is.
Juice.
Lavender. Lavender, yes.
Use. Impressed.
All right. Anything we need to know in particular about this?
Yes. Can you explain this one to them?
So we worked hard on this one. This is in regards to a loan he had obtained from a client. And we are seeking a $2,500 civil penalty for that one loan.
And suspending $2,000 in cost.
Right. Yes.
So we are assessing the $2,500. Any other questions on Mr. Isaacson?
In the matter of agency cases 17024 and 17041. E. Ronald Isaacson, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented.
Second.
Moved and seconded to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order, agency case 17024 and 17041 for Mr. Isaacson. Any other discussion?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Since we don't have the book signed copies of this, do you want to delegate for the team to sign this? When the original come in?
Oh, we don't have an original?
We don't have ink on paper.
Yes, I'm fine with delegating that authority to.
Do we need to make any sort of motion for that, or?
Do you?
Yeah, I think just provide the direction.
Okay. And you have to change it to your name and have him re-sign it, or how does that work?
No, she can just say, you know.
Under delegated authority, just like
okay. Under the,
maybe
okay.
Okay. Whatever. Any else? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. 16C, David Dodgen. Dodgen.
So this case was about. The CPA who volunteered to represent his client before tax court. He received a notice to appear, and he didn't notify his client, and he didn't appear. And the board found a violation. The settlement agreement assesses $5,000 of civil penalty with $1,000 of investigation costs. $2,500 of the civil penalty and all of the costs are suspended. And he must pay $2,500 within 10 days.
In the matter of agency case number 17-026, David Dodgen, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded to approve the settlement agreement and stipulated final order in agency case 17026 for Mr. Dodgen. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And Troy Reichlin.
Reichlin. So this is the case where the CPA had. His clients were in the process of getting a divorce, and he represented both the husband and the wife after they notified him that they were in the process of getting a divorce, and he was providing information to the husband that he didn't provide to the wife, and the board found a violation of a conflict of interest. This settlement agreement calls for a $1,000 civil penalty and $1,000 of investigation costs, both of which are stayed pending compliance with the rest of the settlement agreement, which requires 4 hours of CPE and ethics.
And that was what we wanted this to go fairly easy on.
In the matter of agency case number 17-027, Troy Reichland, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement stipulated final order as presented.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded to accept the settlement agreement stipulated final order in agency case 17027 for Mr. Reichland. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Just a quick comment. I did note that all of the, at least the last part, which is the stipulated final order, all of them now just simply refer to the agreement versus restating the terms. So we are getting into a template type model for these. Good.
Yes. It's hard to be inconsistent if you only say it once.
Yes. Exactly. It is picking and choosing some parts and not.
Okay, qualifications committee.
They had a meeting, and there's a summary of that meeting. There were no requests for denial or recommendations for denial, so all of the folks listed here were approved. So if you want to ratify that list, are they on the pink sheet or they are separately on here, right?
Yeah, they're separate on here. They're not on the
picture. So we just need a motion to approve the qualification approval.
I make a motion to accept the recommendations for licensure as presented by the qualification committee, item 17B1 through B11.
Wait a second. Moved and seconded to ratify the, or accept the recommendations of the qualifications committee for licensure of the folks listed under 17B1 through 11. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ratification CPA permit.
I make a motion to ratify the issuance of the licenses as presented to us in agenda item 18A.
I'll second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded to ratify the CPA certificate permits as listed in 18A and in your handout. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Registrations.
I make a motion to ratify the issuance of firm registrations to the firms as indicated in agenda item 18B and detail thereof.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded to ratify the firm registrations listed in your handout for 18B. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Muni.
I make a motion to admit to the municipal roster the individuals presented to us as part of agenda item 18C.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded to approve the folks listed in your handout for 18C for admission to the municipal roster. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? CPA examination, 19.
No, nothing to report at this time. We're still having some issues in the gateway system. That's the way we plug in candidate information that goes up to NASRAC. Our IT people are looking at it. They sort of change their URL and their SFTP, whatever that is. So we're still working on that. But we're going to have two licensing specialists to do the exam, so that's going to help out tremendously as well.
Peer review, we have a meeting, but we have one scheduled for election day with several consecutive non-conference reports to review. I may end up with a conflict. Is there anybody else who'd want to go? Otherwise, I'm going to end up just doing most of it by phone. Okay. Don't be done before I can get in there. So my audit committee's decided to have a new meeting that day.
Our meeting's at noon.
I know.
Okay.
You eat lunch. I'll join you soon.
Okay.
Next board meeting, December 7th. We expect to be done on that day.
Did I send you in this packet that, yes, that's what I was going to talk about, that said a meeting. So if you guys can take a look at this, maybe you already have, if there are any conflicts or something that you're concerned about with the 2019 proposed schedule, let me know.
Yeah. Have you 2018 schedule?
19. So it was one of the handouts. It didn't have an item number.
I'll be sending out emails to our committees once we have our liaisons or the dates.
Well, I guess that
who
are going to be the liaisons, and for that matter, starting with who the officers of the board will be next, or the particular chairs, whatever you want to call them.
Usually do that in December. Okay.
But if it ties into the review of the calendar and who's
going
to be next. Some of us are going to go to.
Could you just send this to us separately?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
We really need a full board. Because we're losing John. I'm supposed to go through May or June of 20, but I'm contemplating not doing it after I stop working. This would be next summer, which would give you another opening. So I probably wouldn't commit to something that you need done for a full year to know that. And that just leaves the three of you to do everything and the new people.
Well, they're not here to defend themselves, so obviously they take on a lot.
Yeah. Yes, it's something we will get Ming back at the table and we can share that load.
Find that public member professional group or whatever, board member professional group.
Yeah. Anything on those dates? I mean, they pretty well follow what we were scheduled for this year, give or take what day, what the date is. That's worked out pretty well for most of us. I'm okay with it. Any other comments on the calendar?
So, yeah, the event service thing, I'm going to look at it too, at the NASBA meeting.
Anything else you can add, Chad?
Yes.
I'm here. Would you mind adding a roll number?
I think that would be so helpful.
Yeah, and then either a line of like green bar, like
every other one.
Like every other one is shaded. You know what I mean? Because I'm getting old and it's hard to follow. And there's a lot of numbers on a lot of people.
I don't go that straight either. Anything else for the order?
Yeah.
I know, but I don't carry a ruler with me that's
so
that long.
So we spent a fair amount of time today talking about the educational requirements and the need for rules to go with that and clarification and everything else. I just want to throw some other items out there I think that we've wrestled with in the past that probably need to have some clarification, some of which we've talked about all day, but also, what is qualifying experience? We wrestled with that and perhaps some more definition there. Who are eligible employees? As I read it right now, I mean, we ran into a case where a suspended individual is okay to be an employee of the firm. There's nothing. A partner can't be suspended, but an employee can. Revoked appears that you can work for a CPA firm if you're revoked, not if you're a partner, but if you are a non-equity owner. So, something that is more definitive instead of having to find this rule or that rule. Here's who it is. I still think we need to consider whether the idea of, working for a divorced couple is inherently a conflict of interest. That prima facie, just tell people right up front, they better either don't do it if they are, then get the conflict. I mean, there's a number of things that we've wrestled with in the last year plus that probably let's just get it cleaned up. And again, whether that's through the laws and regulation committee or whatever, but there's a recurring theme of why we sit around this table.
Okay. It's interesting, especially for the revoked or suspended people. I think that there used to be times when we would put something in our stipulated final order that said they couldn't do the back office work. And I think with most of these people that were revoking licenses or resignation in lieu of revocation, that I, for one, would like to see that, because we don't want them just doing the same thing and doing everything except signing the return or the report. When you're negotiating it. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't
right.
need to be part of the settlement in that case. Then the rule is you can't do it.
Well, but a revoked person can do anything an unlicensed person can do, right?
More or less. I think, as I read that rule
yeah.
right now.
And
yeah.
So, unless their revocation agreement
yeah.
specifies
right.
otherwise.
Right. I think it's probably if you got a rule that says you're revoked, you can't do. Put it in rule
before, okay.
And that wouldn't
oh.
need to be in a settlement agreement, because it's by definition you cannot.
Okay.
And just so as quick for the recording, it gives them the sensibility that you need to review
yeah.
your own individual settlement agreement, because it might actually
yes.
tell you you cannot do that.
Yes.
So it's not across
yes.
the board.
But yeah, I just mean as far as direction for negotiation until that is handled in some other manner.
Right.
Anything else?
I have two things real fast. So it's been a while since there's been an article in the magazine, so if the board would like to, you know, advance something to the society at some future date to publish, when the last, I think Larry Brown may have done the last article. And anyway, it was just around a kind of a, you know, good practices. It was giving people kind of an overview, which hint, hint, don't do these things. And so anyway, it's kind of a nice way to get the board's message out right before the practitioners. So a deadline for that would always be November 1st or December. We publish on the even months, so we'd always need it a month prior. So if you have any interest in doing that in the future. And then the other thing, too, is I know we chatted, and I volunteered Steve McConnell and I again for the laws and rules. So now that we're a little bit closer, and I know you have the list you were reviewing of potential members today, we're just stepping forward and saying we're still interested in that. So thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you.
Appreciate everything today.
And while we're putting together the presentation for the OSCPA, maybe some of those things will come to mind that would be good for the rest of the people who don't come to your presentation
yeah.
here. So. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.